I have to tell you, despite the best efforts of the liberal lunatics in Olympia, there are some new laws that are going into effect this week, and they at least hold the promise that maybe we can get a handle on some of the most obnoxious problems that Washington State is facing right now. So I thought the perfect guy to talk to about how this is going to work and what the possible pitfalls are is Senator Mike Padden, who represents the Spokane Valley. He's the ranking member of Washington State Senate Law and Justice Committee. Senator Padden, welcome back.
Always good to be with you, Lars.
So we've got three laws, one on police pursuits, one on parents' rights, and one on fentanyl. Which one would you like to start with? Because I saw the challenge on the parents' rights by the ACLU, the Crooks and Lawyers Union, just failed, thank God. Is that thing going to actually serve the purpose that it was meant to serve?
Well, I think it's a stopgap. Hopefully it'll lead to other things, but it gives parents a certain rights to know what's going on in the school. And the fact that the ACLU didn't like it is probably a good sign. It's simple stuff. The parents can know the calendar of the school. They can know the medication. We had the case years ago in Ballard where the 12-year-old was taken out of the classroom and got an abortion during school time. The parents didn't even know, but yet you got to get permission for an aspirin. But this will help. It will strengthen parents' legal rights. A lot of school districts in our area are already doing some of these things, but this puts it in statute. So this one had pretty broad approval. It was unanimous in the Senate. There are a few hardcore folks against it in the House. But the one that made them swallow the hardest is the police pursuit. And by they, I mean the majority party. I think that's the one that's going to have the most immediate impact, Lars. We had just under 8,000 incidents with the state patrol alone of drivers refusing to stop for state troopers after the 2021 law. And now they know that law enforcement can chase them when they commit criminal acts. We had the case of the criminal, admitted that he stole something, saw the cop was following him, called 911, asked them to call the cops off, said they can't be doing that to me. So, I mean, it's Alice in Wonderland stuff that was going on. This will help a lot. We got a lot of other problems. I mean, crime is really bad in our state and is causing, with other factors, high taxes, regulations, government sticking their nose in everything, people to leave our state in accelerating numbers. So I'm hopeful that this will be a big step forward.
Does this law on police pursuit actually put the decision about when a pursuit should be, pursued back in the hands of the police professionals, or are there still some limitations to what they can do? Because we all saw what happened when they changed the law and said, you can't pursue. You're right. We ran the sound of that 911 call where the criminal called 911 and said, tell the officers to stop chasing me. State law says they can't chase me. It was nuts. But does this put it entirely back in the hands of law enforcement?
Well, it goes back to the standard we had before they changed it. The law changed it to probable cause. Previously, it was reasonable suspicion. It should be made by the police professionals. And the left made it sound like they were going to go 100 miles an hour after every shoplifter. Each law enforcement agency has policies to guide them. They almost all require approval by a supervisor. And they want to do it right. They got liability concerns also. So, but yes, this will return this decision to the proper folks that do it, should have it, and that's our law enforcement professionals.
Let's talk about fentanyl then, because Mike, I shared with my audience that earlier this week there was a drug ring being run out of a homeless encampment, literally on the front doorstep of the city hall and the police department in Burien. And they ended up arresting 9 people and taking tens of thousands of fentanyl pills. I mean, pills that routinely kill people in the state of Washington right now, and tens of thousands of dollars. And it was operating right in front of the cop shop because it was operating under the cover of a homeless encampment. Is this new law, which I consider to be too mild, is this going to give the police the tools necessary to get a handle on that problem?
Well, I'm skeptical that it will on that. We had another bill, Lars, that I'm sure you probably were aware of, that State Senator Linda Wilson had, that passed the Senate unanimously and then died over in the House. It would have done some on this reckless endangerment on fentanyl and raised the penalty to a felony. I mean, there's little babies dying across the state because their caregivers are negligent, criminally negligent, and they come in contact with fentanyl. That would have done some good. I guess the jury's out on this other one. I mean, it's so different parts of the state in Burien and here in the city of Spokane. They won't enforce current laws on the books prohibiting public camping near schools and daycares and other things, even though in Spokane it passed, you know. And that's what we have. We have some left-wing lawyers' opinion that they think it's unconstitutional. So the city government, which is controlled by a lot of the same people, says, well, we're not going to enforce it. And the laws are supposed to be presumed constitutional. And it would only be if a court actually said it was not, that it couldn't be enforced. So we got a lot of problems still in our state.
Well, I'm with you. I'm skeptical that a gross misdemeanor is going to be enough leverage to get people into treatment, because ultimately, I'd like to see these people get off these drugs. But, I mean, you're right. It's going to kill a lot of people. And what I keep wondering, and maybe the litmus test is going to be how many people died last year. I think it was thousands died because of fentanyl overdoses in the state of Washington, thousands in the state of Oregon. Is that number going to go down at all this year? And if it doesn't, then it suggests that the policy is a failure. And then I guess it's back to the drawing board in Olympia, except your Democrat colleagues. And I know you avoided saying the name of the party, but that your Democrat colleagues seem to be willing to let people die. Is that a fair conclusion?
Well, it's the result of what happened when they took the felony away from felony drug possession of fentanyl, methamphetamines, cocaine, other drugs. That's what it needs to get back to. Then, Mark, you might have some leverage to get them into treatment, such as the drug courts, which have pretty much worked around the state. But they cannot get into a drug court on a misdemeanor, at least not in superior court. So it's a major problem. We need to strengthen the drug laws, the overdoses. We talked about it before for a while there. The morgue in King County couldn't handle all the bodies.
Exactly. That's his Senator Mike Patton, who represents the Spokane Valley in Washington State, ranking member of Washington State Senate Law and Justice Committee. Senator, thanks for the time.